first, we continue this week's look back at the top stories in Wisconsin with a look at the booming sand extraction industry. The sand is mined here in Wisconsin and sent out of the state to be used in hydraulic fracturing of natural gas and oil. That's better known as fracking. WPR reporter Rich Kramer is our man on the frack sand, and he joins us now to look at how the industry grew over the year and the controversies it raised. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob.
So first of all, did we see big growth in the industry over the course of 2013?
I would say we did. The last numbers that I had, and this was towards the beginning of 2013, was that there were about 160-some-odd operations. That's, mines processing facilities where they wash the sand, and also the rail loadout where they get it on the rail cars and send it off to Texas and Pennsylvania and North Dakota, where have you. But now it looks like that number has jumped to 224, but that doesn't mean that there are 224 sand mines actually digging. What the DNR says is that there's 61 mines, 43 processing centers, and 28 shipping operations actually operational. But there are another 57 proposed developing mines across the state, 28 processing operations and shipping operations. So total permits that are out there, total possibility is 224, and that's a big jump.
And it sounds like with a lot of those permits in the works, actual extraction could go up more in 2014.
It could. It all depends on, supply and demand. It depends on what the prices are for natural gas. That's been pretty low. But what I think we'll see in 2014 is a lot of these mines that and planned operations, they'll start to open up and start getting more product out.
Well, that growth in the sand mining has led to a growth in reaction from local citizens and local governments. What kind of things have we seen on the local level in the neighborhood of these frack sand operations?
Well, as far as citizens, they've been concerned from day one. Way back in 2008, we started hearing people worried about the noise. They started worrying about the dust, which can cause some troubles if you breathe it in. So if you get high concentrations of the silica dust in your lungs. Local governments have really kind of clamped down a little bit. It started, in 2011, 2012 with some towns using police powers to create ordinances that would regulate these companies. But it ramped up big time this year with we had the towns of Pepin and Stockholm along the Great River Road, kind of in the Mississippi Lake Pepin area. They passed a 10-mile zone where no frack sand mining was allowed. They didn't officially ban it because they'd probably get sued instantly, but they banned any operation, any facility, any company that had more than 50 truck trips per day coming in and out of the facility. And sand mining usually requires hundreds of truck trips. Trempealeau County passed a one-year moratorium, and they also changed their permits to kind of clamp down on people, their permit process on people that would get a permit and then kind of sit on it and not do anything with that. If they sit longer than 12 months, they lose it. So there has been, there are other examples, obviously, but there has been some crackdown.
And then companies have responded to this at the local level. We'll get to the state level in a minute. But they've tried, I gather, to get some towns to annex land from the county to exempt themselves from those regulations. Is that right?
That's right. You're in the right direction, in the right ballpark. It's actually they're annexing from towns to cities. But the annexation, basically, if a frack sand company has any part of its property that actually touches a city limit, they can petition the city to annex their land. And if they annex their land, then the frack sand company, which may already have an agreement with the town that they're located in, they have kind of a clean slate, and they can work with the city to get regulations that are more favorable for them. The big sticking point so far, and there have been a number of annexations. In 2012, there were a couple. This year, there were at least three that I know of and one pending. But hours of operation seem to be a big sticking point. They want to run 24/7 and get as much product out as they can. And a lot of towns in Trempealeau County itself, which is zoned countywide, they've been reluctant to do that. They've only let them operate 12 or 16 hours.
And then at the state level, there's some legislation afoot that would render a lot of that local, a lot of those local ordinances moot. Is that right?
Yeah, that there's going to be some more kicks at the cat. But what was introduced is something called Senate Bill 349, SB 349. The official title is the Regulatory Certainty Act. And that was introduced by Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany and Republican State Representative Joan Balwig. And their aim, their claimed goal is to kind of create some more uniformity as far as regulations so that you don't have one town being, you know, having a, one set of regulations, then the town right next door could have a totally different set of regulations. They argued that this was, you know, kind of ridiculous for the industry and was a burden. So they said to fix that, the state will just take over and they will, the towns won't be able to regulate anything, really, as far as frac sand mining is concerned. And that has been very controversial.
And that is not a done deal. Where does that sit right now?
It's still in committee. I don't know the name of the committee offhand, but it was introduced to committee and then it has to pass that. There's going to be a lot more changes. The Tom Tiffany told me that he's working with towns, he's working with the towns association, the counties association, frac sand companies. He's getting everyone together to try to craft something that it maintains the intent of the legislation to create uniformity, but also leaves the local control intact, as intact as possible, which is very, very important for local governments.
And while all this is going on, the DNR has been keeping an eye on the industry. What has gone on in 2013 from the DNR point of view?
Well, first off, the DNR got a couple extra helpers to keep an eye on air permits. The frac sand companies get air permits. They, you know, they discharge basically soot. They've got these large heaters that dry the frac sand, but also the air permits deal with just total dust that's that is present. If stuff gets too dusty, and we're talking dust the size of particulate matter 10 or 10 microns, big chunks of dust. If it's way too dusty, they can come down and issue a notice of violation. So they got two additional staff members. They asked the governor for that, and he obliged. It was at a cost of around $200,000, but the DNR also had big news recently. This spring, a really heavy rainstorm. DNR threw out 6 violations because of stormwater runoff. And, of course, the big news was the Department of Justice announced that a judge had basically, for lack of a better term, fined one company $200,000 for stormwater discharges in Trempealeau County. There's another company that was accused of violating air permits, and they had to pay $80,000 to the state.
And then looking ahead at 2014, as we wrap up, do you see more enforcement action like this being pretty likely?
Well, we'll see. These companies, they don't, even though $200,000 might not seem like a lot for a company that makes millions and millions of dollars, or tens or hundreds of millions perhaps, but they still don't want to be paying these fines. So they're continually trying to tweak their mines and their processing centers so they can contain that stormwater. I think we'll see less operations getting fines. A lot of the violations have to do with companies just building too quickly or you know, doing something before they get a permit. And I think that that's going to kind of slow down.
Rich, thanks a lot and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks, Rob.
That's WPR reporter Rich Kramer joining us from our Eau Claire studio.